Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls to the phones and the fun. We'll go. We're going to try Dennis one more time, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. He was away from his phone last time. Maybe he's there this time. Dennis, are you with us? I think we might have lost him permanently. Dennis, going once, going twice. Let's try instead to Ray, listening in Houston to the Liberty Radio Network. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, Ray, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just kind of expand on what those guys were talking about earlier about, you know, I know it's our politics here in Texas, you know, and they're really pitching us against them guys because, you know, they're bringing them in here and letting them build our highways and using affirmative action. You know, them guys are getting scale wages on top of, you know, they get all the major, you know, there's four or five high-rises being built in Houston, man, and it's all immigrant labor, but they have to pay them scale wage.
What is a scale wage?
It's around $15 to $20 an hour.
Uh-huh.
For everybody, you know, pretty much. And the blacksmiths and the old school you was talking about a while ago, they converted into welders. My daddy was a welder.
So you're saying that, that the people are getting paid scale wages, and that's a bad thing? That pay should be more than 15 or 20 bucks an hour for construction?
No, I think it should be. It shouldn't be just an illegal alien deal there. They should let me get in there and play some reindeer
games. Well, why don't you go in for 12 bucks? Why don't you go get paid 12 bucks an hour and go and compete?
They just won't hire me.
Why?
I just tell them because I'm white.
They think, wait a minute. You're saying they won't hire you because you're white, even if you're willing to work for less?
Right, right.
If you're willing to work for less than scale, you're saying the managers of these companies. You're saying the managers of these companies are essentially bigots?
The politics allow this. They bring it over here. Haven't you been looking at the transporter across Texas where they're gobbling up people's land?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, they're letting the immigrants build them highways, and they're giving them affirmative action. And trust me, brother.
Okay, so you're saying affirmative action is the problem. You're saying these are government buildings. Why would the government? Are these buildings that are being built that you say are all by immigrants?
Absolutely. All but the upper management, you know, the engineers and stuff.
Wait a minute. Are these private buildings or government buildings?
It's all of the above, man.
Okay, how is a private building susceptible to affirmative action?
Because it's in downtown Houston, and to do a certain amount of dollar work in downtown Houston, you have to abide by their regulations.
Okay. So, again, we're talking about the problem being with government regulations.
Absolutely, right.
Okay. All right. Well, we're on the same page then. Thanks for the call, partially. Thanks. 800-259-9231. So, if the government regulations that are preventing him from being hired, then it sounds like that's what the issue is.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any rules that dictate who you can hire based on the amount of melanin in their skin. It's silly.
Absolutely. And there shouldn't be any regulations at all. If I want to go and start my own construction company and hire whoever it is I want to hire, I should be able to do that. And if I want to go in and offer my labor for underscale, I should be able to be hired for underscale. I don't know if there's some sort of regulation that says they have to pay at least a certain amount. There might be that. If I want to undercut that, I should be able to do that too.
Yeah, it's silly. It's like, you know, in the talk radio world, we do what is called trade. We give a certain amount of our commercial avails to the local stations, and they carry us. If we choose to give, 1 minute more than the other shows, should we be kicked off the air because we're not playing the same game that the other shows are doing? I mean, that's not right.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Sammy, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Sammy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Last time I renewed my driver's license, they asked me whether I'm a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
I said yes. So they renewed my driver's license.
That's nice of them.
This year, last year my wife went to try to renew the driver's license, and they asked for proof of a citizenship. So she took the passport, valid passport there, and renewed the driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Is a passport proof of citizenship?
Yes, a passport is a proof of citizenship. So this year was my turn to renew my driver license. So I took my driver license and my passport there, and I tried to do it online. They won't let me.
Really?
For some reason. Yeah.
That's weird. Because Florida will let you generally renew your driver's license online. Ian, I did.
Yeah. I've done it twice in the last decade. Either
last time I did it through the mail, or I'm not a citizen.
Do you have Hispanic descendancy, or what's your descendancy?
I'm from Iran.
From where?
Iran.
He's Persian.
Yes. Oh, okay. So, but basically, maybe they have some sort of flag that says if you're not Caucasian, then you have to come into the office. Who knows?
So anyway, I went to the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
I took my passport, voter registration card, my vehicle registration, and they said that's not enough.
God, what do they want?
I said, well, what is it? Because it doesn't say anything online. I just took for precaution. I brought all this stuff here. And they said, well, this is a new rule this year.
Oh, boy.
So they gave me a paper. On top of all those, they want my Social Security card plus two utility bills to prove that I live in that address.
It's crazy.
And I was so mad. I said, what is this? We turning this country to Nazi Germany now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, apparently you can't have an RV and travel around. You have to have some sort of physical location. What if I want to be homeless?
How ridiculous is this? With this passport, I traveled all over the world. I came to the United States several times, in and out. But if this is not good enough for me to get a driver license to drive in the country?
It's crazy.
I share your frustrations, and it's only going to get worse, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231, because eventually they're going to start setting up checkpoints in various different places. They're already beginning them at Greyhound bus stations there in Florida and train stations.
That's very strange. He couldn't renew his license online, but you have, in the same state, have done
so. Yeah, but it's been a couple years for me, so maybe things got a little more difficult. He was talking about this happening this year. And it's my understanding there's a new set of rules there in Florida, so maybe by 2012, when mine comes up again, they're going to require that I come there physically, which I'm not going to do. So I don't know what I'll do in that particular case, but I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we'll take LW, listening to WFLA in Florida. LW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to preface by saying that I love Free Talk Live. I love you guys' show. I wish I could hear it 7 days a week.
And, you just have to call your local talk radio station there and tell them how you feel.
I know, but they don't even care, you guys, right now. Like, I just turned on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are off. You're on,
yeah, that's right. WFLA, the Tampa WFLA only takes 2 hours of our Saturday show. So that would be an easy change for them to say, hey, just take the third, at least take the third hour of the Saturday show. But, yeah, always be nice about it. Tell them, always thank the program director before you ask for something from them. Anyway, what was on your mind tonight?
I don't mind Art Bell, but, I mean, I can listen to him anytime. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. All night long, in fact. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys were being sarcastic earlier or whatever, but we were saying that the person that committed a crime is a terrorist because she was wanting to attack Nancy Pelosi or anything. Just because somebody, you know, doesn't make them a crazy person committing a crime doesn't make them a terrorist. If that's the case, then any crimes towards a U.S. citizen would be a terrorist act.
Oh, no, Mark, saying something about Catherine Harris.
Right, and I don't think I was, in fact, calling that person a terrorist, but I was pointing out something. I can't
sort of alluded that to that being terrorist.
But I would like to point out that the guy attacked, I mean, he wasn't attacking Catherine Harris for her wallet. He wasn't sexually attacking her. So what kind of crime was it?
It was certainly a crime against an agent of the state.
He was trying to change her political opinions or kill her. That's terrorism.
Hey, thanks,
LW. It's low-level, but it's terrorism.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We started talking about terrorism, fear, and you know, bomb scares and that sort of thing, and how you've been feeling about security and all that. But then somebody called unprovoked, as they're allowed to do on this show, with a immigration call at the beginning of the last hour. And as usual, it has opened the floodgates and essentially turned this into Immigration Talk Live, which, you know, it's fine. We can handle this. We can handle any topic. But people want to talk about it. You know, if people want to talk about it, we talk about it because it's open phones here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Doesn't mean we're going to agree with you. Maybe we will. Let's continue, though, and take your calls. Also want to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening in just a few weeks from now, just several weeks actually from now, at the very end of June, June 24th through the 27th. Get together with other liberty-minded people like us. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people hanging out at the Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, the very northern part of the state near the White Mountains. It's an amazing view and a great campground, and the best part is the people. The, as I said, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that'll be there getting to know one another, engaging in various different activities. There's a whole list of stuff that you can do at porkfest.com, if you go to Porkfest, that is, P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. Get on over there, get registered. Early bird registration ends on May 15th, so if you get registered now, I think it's $20 to get your registration. Of course, you also rent, you know, rent a campground, which isn't that expensive either. So porkfest.com is brought to you by the Free State Project. As we continue with your calls, Jerry is listening in Charlottesville to WCHV. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
I was just responding to an immigration thing that some of the callers had.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't everybody get along? That's the question.
It's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, why can't everybody get along? I mean, I just don't understand. I've been in certain jobs and everything and seen the stuff and everything, the illegal, I can understand, but why can't people just get along? You know, God said, you know, everybody's created in his image. Why can't people just get along? That's what I don't understand.
I love the question. Mark, do you have an answer for him?
Well, the answer is obvious, because the government is it takes money from one group and gives it to another group. The people who have their money taken from them obviously feel scalded. I mean, that's clear. And the people that are getting it are freeloaders. Nobody likes that. And that's the crux of the problem. If that one issue was taken out of the illegal immigrant equation, then you wouldn't have near as big of an issue.
Well, it's not just about immigration, though. It's about government pitting people against each other.
That's what it does all over, but
in a variety of ways.
Right,
whether it's trying to control the school board or whatever the issue might be, government and the fact that it is a monopoly on coercive force, it's a monopoly of violence, it encourages people to play a game in order to attempt the game of politics in order to attempt to gain control of the monopolistic tool so they can use it to further their own benefits at the cost of everybody else that doesn't have control of the tool. And it's a never-ending internecine conflict that continues to encourage people to despise one another and to not see eye to eye and to not find common ground and that kind of thing. So the government can continue to prosper, so the government can continue to extract wealth from people and continue to rule over all of our lives. But even if government went away, people still would not all get along, simply because there is so much. You know, there's such a diversity of belief systems and viewpoints and all that. But I think that if the coercive apparatus of government disappeared from our lives, it would go a long way. But in order to get that to happen, we still have to change ourselves, because we have to let go of the desire to control others. It's the desire to control others that really is what is, I think, manifesting the government in the first place, because government is nothing more than a fantasy. It's nothing more than a concept. It's a cult, a shared belief, if you will, that that people believe.
Right.
Because they believe it's necessary, and they believe it's necessary because they believe it's necessary to tell other people how to live their lives. And until people get rid of that desire, then we're never going to see that the change that you're looking for. And I would like to see people get along. I'm with you.
Yeah. I hear all this, you know, and a lot of other talk show hosts and everything, and I get so angry and everything. But at the same time, I pray every day that, you know, people get along, everything, the laws and everything, get along and do right and everything. But what government we have in here right now, I know you guys can agree with that.
I don't disagree with anything you've said, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want everyone to get along, then start with yourself and make sure that you're as amicable as you can possibly be, and that you're as allowing toward others and their, for instance, different viewpoints, their different divergent belief systems, perhaps even other people that are doing things you might disagree with. We actually came to the studio tonight with topics about incest and bestiality, and you know, to talk to people about, well, would you let these people do their thing? They're not harming any other people, so would you allow them to be free? If you look at a group of people, whoever they are, if they're doing something you find distasteful, as long as they aren't hurting somebody else, then they should be allowed to be free. But if you can't let go of the desire to control, the desire to mold society in the way that you believe it should be, the desire to mold individuals in the way that you think they should behave, to prescribe certain things that they should and shouldn't do, if you can't let go of that desire, and it's a desire that to some extent we're inculcated with. Have you ever been in, remember back in government school when they would do there would be like a project where, okay, kids, we're going to learn about the legislature this week. Now, what I want you to do is figure out that if you were in charge, what laws would you pass, kids? Well, that's the kind of thinking that gets people to thinking about, well, how can I mold society in the way I think they should behave? When the best thing to do is to just allow people to behave how they want to and experience the consequences of their actions, as long as, again, we're not talking about hurting other people. But until people let that go, let go of that desire to control others, they'll never have freedom.
My favorite is when the kids do that little legislative thing.
Oh, we think the milk should be blue, so we're going to go out and the legislators have big blue milk.
Man, if that's all that they were doing in D.C.
If milk was meant to be blue, the marketplace would be supplying blue milk.
All right, so we continue here and go to Steve, listening to the TJ Network in Jackson, Tennessee. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve? Did we lose Steve? Steve going once?
Steve, I take issue with just about everything you guys have to say. Man, hurting the program, you guys had a problem with the people checking people's identification to make sure they're legal citizens.
Yeah, I have a problem with checking IDs.
Every day, I had to go through an 8-week background check in Homeland Security just to get a job to prove that I'm not a terrorist.
What was this job?
I drive hazardous materials in a tanker.
I don't think you should have to go through that, man.
You didn't have to. I had to now because of what other people from other countries had done to this country.
No.
I'd like to point out here, that's what the terrorists want you to, that's what they want, right? They were here to take our freedom.
That's what they did.
No, the government did it, dude.
Right. Both of you calm down. I'm going to bring you back, Steve, because you didn't get a fair shake here. There was a short segment there for you, so hang on, if you will. It's his first night, by the way, hearing Free Talk Live Jackson.
It's the shock, no doubt.
All right, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features for free. They're all there for you. In fact, you can go over there and get interactive in our chat room, cam.freetalklive.com. Get you to the chat room. You can also watch our webcam at the same time. Plus, we've got news updates. So if you want to get clued into the latest about Free Talk Live, you can get signed up at news.freetalklive.com. We'll send you updates via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. News. .freetalklive.com. Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit the news site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. Again, schoolsucksproject.com. I think Steve is still with us here. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, you're listening for the very first time. It's our first night on in Jackson, Tennessee on the TJ Network there. It's a great little cluster of four stations simulcasting talk radio content. And so welcome aboard to the show. I realize it's shocking. It's appalling. We had a short amount of time in the last segment, so I want to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Oh, yes, sir. I like to just start out with words from Barack Obama. If I'm a white Caucasian male and I carry my children to the ice cream store and then I go home and I cut through a black neighborhood, I'm taking the chance of getting pulled over by a cop, and they can literally make me get out of my car and pee in a cup and give a drug test on the side of the road. But because I'm Caucasian, listening to you guys, it's okay. Now, if I was brown...
Wait, hold on. Wait. What's okay? I don't think any of that's okay.
No. When that woman called in, y'all said that she only had a problem with them because they were brown. You told the guy in Florida, well, if you were a Caucasian, they wouldn't have done that to you. Let me tell you something, sir. Please give me just a second. I have served my country, the United States military. I have been denied food service in Gulfport, Mississippi, at a McDonald's on Highway 49 because I was white. I was denied service at a restaurant in Arkansas because I was white. I have lost jobs because they told me I was white. I could not get a job at the highway department because they had to hire minorities. Man, yeah, why
government does
that.
You're talking about immigration.
Right. The government does
not
that.
Immigration.
Quotas.
You're talking about
well, I don't know about food service. This is very strange. I've never heard of this.
But look, I don't think you should be pulled over and drug tested on the side of the road.
They
I don't think
will.
You
they will. And nobody cares because I'm white. If I call up and I call
I care.
White, they're going to say,
I care.
Well, you're white.
I care, but nobody cares what I... Dude, I care, but nobody cares what I think either.
I don't think that the government should have the department.
Y'all need to change y'all show to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson show because y'all are sticking race against race.
What are you talking about?
There is a war fixing break out in this country. Y'all better decide
We were just talking about
who's on whose side on this war.
You ain't on my side.
Well, who's on his side?
I'm on the side of freedom.
If there's a war, coming, buddy, I need to know where the war. Who's on the other side? Somebody's going to shoot me.
Man, but there is one coming. I
well, who's
right
on the
now.
Other side, dude? Am I on your side or who's the other? Who's the bad guy? I gotta know.
You ain't on my side, brother.
Well, who's the bad guy?
Calm down.
I just want to know. For God's sake, there's a war, dude. Somebody's going to start shooting.
Calm down, so we can have a conversation.
Who's the bad guy? Who is it?
Minority.
How do I
know? Minority.
The minorities are the bad guys?
Yeah. No. It's the white guy that's the bad guy. Every time you turn TV on the radio, it's always with a poor minority.
I don't see this
happening like a white guy.
Look at New York. Oh, there's a white 40-year-old male terrorist attack over and over and over. Did they ever apologize when they found out that it was an Arabian, a guy from Pakistan?
Who are they
going
to apologize to?
Nobody to the white race. If they accused him of being black, that would have been racist.
I don't need an apology for any of that stuff.
I don't like the idea that there are
even
races.
Forget it, I'm not white. Forget it.
I don't like the idea that there are even races, and I don't like the Department of Transportation. So I'm not sure if I'm not on your side or not, but I think the Department of Transportation should be abolished. You should be able to drive wherever you want to and take your...
I think so, too.
Okay, so there we go. We agree on something.
Around, if somebody has a problem, it's because they're white and they've got a problem because the person's brown taking their job.
No, that's not been the message here on this show
tonight.
Oh,
man, that's what I'm getting out of it. I'm getting out of it.
You have misheard. Look, the fact is there are some people who are racist out there that are against
black people are racist, too. So don't be out
yes,
only white
I didn't say that they weren't.
We had a black guy who called
they
in.
They only act like it's white people.
Did I act like that? I said some people. I didn't say anything about white, black, or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I apologize because you didn't, but majority of the time that's way.
Okay. So some people are racist, and some people are just protectionists. We've been talking with protectionists mostly tonight. Normally, we can find out whoever the racists are, and we've been talking to protectionists tonight. We've been talking to people who, on one hand, will say they love the free market, except in their industry where they don't want a free market because they want the government to come in and protect them from people competing for their jobs from wherever they're coming.
And they have been. They sure have.
Right. So how about we can come to an agreement that you should not be drug tested on the side of the road. In fact, I don't think you should be drug tested at all. I don't think the government should be able to pull you over because they don't like the way you look, whatever your color or whatever your skin tone is or the hair on your head or if you're driving too late at night or whatever the reasons are. I think that only people that are a dangerous driver should be pulled over, and that should be it.
Well, I believe so, too. But all I mean, right. It just seems like everywhere you look, though, it's okay if you're white. It's okay. I mean, 10 black people can beat up a white guy. That's okay. But if you let 5 white guys beat up a black guy, hell, Al Sharpton.
I don't think anybody should be beating on anybody.
Yeah, I think that he's pointing out.
They shouldn't be, but they are. It's going to happen.
You're pointing out something that's accurate, and there's a certain swing that's going on as far as race goes in this country, and I think it's going to swing back at some point. But you know what we believe on this show is that the amount of melanin in your skin doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
agree with that.
Right,
I
judge
know you
people.
Were making fun of me when I said there's a war coming, but man, there is. I mean,
Yeah, Mark started screaming, and I don't know why.
Well, he's yelling, too.
Well, you don't need to amp into it. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this war real quick here.
It's a comedy show, too, man.
This is not
a
comedy show.
There's a lot of
not on your
people
side,
in this area banding together and forming underground militias, getting ready because, I mean, it's coming.
Who is this?
It's
Who's
coming.
Forming a militia? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
I mean, hell, everybody. I mean, you already got your black gangs. You got your Mexican gangs. What are white people supposed to do? We live out in the country in our own little houses. Who's going to help us when all this stuff breaks loose? Once we have a terrorist attack in this country or this economy collapses,
I don't know if the gangs
will be race against race. That's just the way it's going to be.
I'm not going to be against anybody unless they are aggressing. Yeah. My only concern is whoever the aggressors are. I don't care what color they are.
My best friend, he lives in Florida. He's blackish. He's married to a white gal, and you know his dad was black, his mom was white. And I'm just wondering which side of the fence am I going to when the riots come? Should I go down to Florida and shoot him?
What? I don't know what side he'd be on.
Yeah,
because it's not that simple,
saying, right?
Because
it's not
coming,
that simple.
Man. It's coming.
Steve, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Certainly don't agree with you on everything, but that's okay. That's what we're here for. We got open phones. You can call in and talk about anything. And so we did find some points of agreement, though, which is good.
You act
He'll
like
be back.
I should never raise my voice on the show.
I think that
that's
you need
ridiculous.
To calm the F down in some cases. It's okay to get a little excited, but you went overboard.
I was mimicking him. He was excited.
He wasn't getting that
it
crazy.
Was war, dude. We're talking about war here.
But if you want to get an answer from somebody, you don't shout the question.
I wasn't trying
at them.
To get an answer. I was trying to mimic
how
he's talking about war.
It was theatrics. And it's not conducive to a conversation. I'm here to have a conversation.
Entertain the listener.
Right. I'm here to have
it's
an
a shame
entertaining conversation.
You aren't interested
in that. Here to have an entertaining conversation. I'm not going to shout into a microphone and call that entertainment, Mark. I was not entertained by your antics.
You just stay away from the entertainment side of the show, okay, pal?
800-259-9231. How about you just stay away from the show entirely at this point?
Well, that's the best you can come up
Let's
with.
Let's continue here and talk to...
See why you don't do the...
There goes your mic. Let's talk to Michael... all right. Let's talk to Michael in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Good evening. I actually made it on. That's a
yes,
great
and
thing.
Hopefully Mark won't shout at you. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, you have another immigration call. I didn't realize it was going to become the immigration night.
This is what happens.
Yep.
It's a hot issue. People want to talk about it. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I'm for the separation of everything in state, including peaceful travel.
Excellent.
And, you know, when I discuss immigration with people, you know, I like to use different terminology. You know, people like to use the term illegal alien. It sounds like they're from the Klingon Empire or something, you know. And I like to say foreign subject or... foreign citizen slave or something along that line. And some people, you know, say, well, we've got to restrict immigration, but yet advocate free markets. You know, I like to tell them that, you know, for example, foreign governments, you know, intervene in the marketplace to such a point that they drive out their native population.
It's a group of very confused people. I thank you, Michael, for the call. There's more coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything, even in these remaining moments. Not going to give you the number, though, because phone lines are loaded up. We will do our best to get to your calls here. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, one of the major features of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the program. You can submit different show prep ideas, news articles, videos, whatever you want. You submit them. They go up to the site. Listeners then vote on them as to how they, if they like them or not. And then the most popular items will make it to the top page of the website at freetalklive.com. It's all free for you, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, let's go ladies first to Annie, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Annie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is really, exciting for me because I'm trying to get a solution for this problem. Here in South Carolina, we are loaded with freeloaders.
You've got a lot of freeloaders.
You know, we are flooded with freeloaders.
Okay.
We're becoming to look like Haiti.
Is it because of all the welfare programs in South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. And it's becoming to be a problem because, you know, if our property tax, our income tax is high, and, you know, these people are getting everything for free. And we are also loaded, we're also flooded with all this non-profit organization that are helping them get everything for free.
Hmm. Well, once you get to, you know, the so-called democracy, and I know that people say, oh, it's a republic. Well, the politicians don't think so. But in a representative republic or democracy or whatever, once people decide that they can, or the politicians in a republic decide that they can benefit by giving people goodies, by getting more votes down the line, by essentially you buy their votes, then they'll do that. And then once the people realize they can vote themselves largesse from other people, they'll bring politicians in who will do that for them. And so you have this ever expanding welfare state that encourages freeloaders. And so
yes.
The only way to solve the problem is, of course, to abolish the idea of taking money from people at the threat of violence in the first place, which is what the state does. And that's no easy task.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. I called all the senators, the government, the entire government of South Carolina. Nobody returned my call.
No, they don't care. They're doing exactly what they are. They believe that they've been hired to do, and that is expand the state. They benefit from the expansion of the state, not the reduction of the state.
Yeah, so, but the people who are working hard, like the middle class people, you know, like me, I have no dependents, you know, mm-hmm. and I have properties here in South Carolina. I live here in South Carolina, and I feel like they hold my property in my neck and said, "Hey, pay me this much taxes, or I'm going to auction off your property."
Yeah, they're going to steal your house from you. Exactly, it's absolutely outrageous. And I thank you, Annie, for the call tonight. She gets it. You know, Annie definitely understands what the problem is welfare, this forced wealth redistribution, the fact that the government is threatening you if you don't want to go along with their programs, you don't want to give them the money to send to these freeloaders, well, they're going to take your house and turn it into Section 8 or something like that, and then give it to a freeloader.
Give the whole house to the freeloaders.
Right. So that's what's going on. What do you do about it? Well, if you love freedom, there is the Free State Project. It's not hopeless. It really isn't. It's just mostly hopeless in most places. Because of the nature of the government and how it continues to grow and how it encourages more expansion of government, how failure of government encourages expansion of government. And so that's why you see all around the country, all around the world, governments getting larger. Even though the economy is having a tough time, governments are still, you know, either the same size or growing. And I think they're probably mostly growing. And they'll grow in any way they possibly can. That's what they do. So the only way to stop it is to get together with other like-minded people who are willing to actually stand up against the depredations of the state. And fact is, most people aren't willing to do that. Most people are willing to sign a petition. They're willing to go to a rally, maybe.
Write their Congress critter.
They're willing to make a phone call, write their Congress critter, but to actually stand up and say no more, to actually refuse to go along with the diktats and the demands, to take a risk that may involve losing your home, that kind of thing, you'll find very few people willing to do that, which is why those people, I think, need to get together. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about a movement of liberty-minded people, people that actually understand what liberty means, all coming to the same place. Let's continue, though, with your calls. Mark, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
I made it. Hey.
Here you are.
Listen, I hear so much on your show from you guys that are hosting it that I agree with, and you got to be pretty good guys. My name's Mark, and I have a grandson and a son named Ian, so... Anyway,
wow, how about that? Small
what I wanted to ask was, I guess it kind of puzzles me as to some of the things that you believe in.
Okay. Pick one of them, because we're short on time.
Do you really prefer there would be no government at all?
I would prefer that there be no coercion between individuals, between human beings. I would prefer that we don't have an agency, a monopoly over coercive force that makes a habit of threatening people with violence.
And I think
I agree.
Sometime in human history,
let people do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting anyone else. I agree.
That's freedom, baby.
That's the idea. I think sometime in human history we will find a place where voluntary interactions are what everybody expects for themselves. But I don't think we could go from what we have today to no government tomorrow and have a good thing result.
No, you have to have
right.
a paradigm shift.
I think we're talking about peeling an onion here. And so we're going from this gigantic invasive government that we have today to a smaller one, which I think probably should look like secession. Likely what you'll see is that the federal government will spend itself into insolvency. But, you know,
yeah,
something like
that's
that.
Not far away.
No,
well, yeah, I don't want government to protect me from this or that. I don't want government to enable me to succeed. Or anything like that. You know, that needs to be done on one's own.
I'd love to continue with some more of your questions, but we've got to get to other folks. Call us again any old time.
I will do that, sir.
Yep,
thank
we're
you.
On weeknights as well, so feel free to call weeknights, even if you aren't getting us there in Albuquerque. You can still tune us in at freetalklive.com, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's go quickly to Tim, listening in South Carolina to WSCFM. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey,
first-time listener.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Sorry for the shock.
Oh, that's right. I have interesting comments. I was raised in Detroit. My father was UAW for 32 years, and so raised very Democrat. But I have comments on what you talked about earlier about protectionist and as far as competing in a free workplace.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, I own a small company here. I moved to South Carolina 4 years ago. Now, as far as the competing in a free marketplace with other workers. Now, these are workers, like the caller earlier said, that OSHA shows up and they all scatter and come back when they leave. Now, I have to abide by OSHA standards, pay workers' comp for my employees, plus the matching Social Security and Medicare benefits.
Mm.
So for a guy I used to pay $15 for, now I pay him $12. But now plus my workers' comp and matching SOCH, that costs me $14.28 an hour. compared to an illegal that gets paid $9 cash. And this is very prevalent. I'm in the construction industry. I do new construction. I see this happen every day. Now, as far as competing, I don't mind comparing apples to apples, but that's not what this is.
Sure, and the other thing that you have to figure into this equation is that illegals have a very difficult time leaving their employers, too, because their employers hold the sort of Damocles above their head, which is, hey, if you go anywhere, I'm going to send ICE after you. So there's that added weird thing in the marketplace. We never claimed that it was fair the way that things go on. What we claim is that it's wrong.
Exactly. And no, of course, there's many of us out here that aren't racist and aren't protectionist. My grandparents came here from bad situations and from Poland in the 1930s. So they did it the real way, but we are a nation of laws.
Well, wait. I'd like to address that. The nation of laws thing. When your grandparents came over here, all they did was show up at Ellis Island, hang out for 3 days, get their last name screwed up, and they got a pat on the butt on the way out the door. That's not how it works anymore.
I understand that.
Now there's this giant pile of
paperwork. We may not agree with that, but right now those are the rules which we must play by.
Well, that's not true either, because in Germany at one point it was illegal to be Jewish. But do you think that the people that were hiding Anne Frank's family should have been shot up against a wall?
Well, obviously not. No.
Well, they were breaking the law, sir. Germany was a nation of laws, sir.
I understand that, and some laws are wrong. If we have
there
laws currently that
good
are wrong
people
now, then
disobey bad laws, and it's a bad thing to limit people that are just trying to feed their families to come to this country.
I would agree with you, but then let's go ahead and do that so that they're above board and that
yes.
they can pay taxes and be with the rest of us.
So then you support? Would you support abolishing the entire immigration bureaucracy?
No, but some sort of change, of course. I mean, we can't just. I mean, then we don't have enough. We don't have enough jobs, especially at the current.
Well, then you are protectionist.
Immigrants
then.
Bring with them additional jobs. You see, they live places, they eat things, they drive stuff.
I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time to talk. We are out of it, though. Unfortunately, nailed to the clock as we always are.
Thank you very much
for the discussion. And if you didn't get on the air tonight, I apologize. We are, as I say, on six nights a week, so you get 18 hours a week with which you can utilize to get your ideas out. And we'll see you on Monday night. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.